time now for us to take a first look at the Atlanta Falcons. Hello, everyone. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with the great Hall of Famer Mike Quick. Our first look presented by Whip Flea, and it is the playoff time, Mike, and the Falcons struggling a bit for the preseason, certainly through the regular season. Not quite sure what they were, and then all of a sudden they catch fire, 6-2 down the stretch, a 10-6 team, and here they come to Philadelphia.
And you said it, they caught fire. Yeah. And they caught fire at the right times. The fourth quarter of their season, they look like the team that won the NFC last year, and they're playing outstanding football at the right time, because this is when you want to play your best, December, and get into January and certainly be at your best. And, you know, I watched that game that they won last week against the Rams, and their defense was humming. That's a big, big thing for them, that the way they're able to play defense a lot better than they played defense even last year, and they won the NFC last year.
So let's start on that side of the ball. The Eagles offense obviously has to step its game up significantly from the way it played at the end of the regular season. Atlanta's defense, fast and aggressive, excellent on the back end in coverage. And if they can get to the quarterback, here's a great statistic. The Falcons have 30 sacks in their 10 wins and just, 11 wins and only 9 sacks in their 6 losses. So if you can keep the quarterback clean, you can beat the Falcons. Can the Eagles do that?
They have to be able to keep him clean. But I think it's a game where the coaching staff has to do an outstanding job of game planning and attacking the Falcons' defense where they're vulnerable. And I think you mentioned the speed.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. You mentioned the speed. They're a fast defense, fast-flowing defense. So if you give them a move, they're going for it. So really, it's the misdirection stuff. It's getting them going one way when your intent is to go back the other way. It's all the window dressing that the Eagles like to do at the line of scrimmage so that they're getting eyes, especially the linebackers, getting their eyes in the wrong place so that they can take advantage of that. Taking advantage of the speed that the Falcons have defensively is one of the best ways you can attack that defense.
A lot of people would say, Mike, when you play a team that is that fast, you run right at them, you play power football. Is that what you see for the Eagles?
And that's part of it, too, because they're linebackers, they're fast, but they're light. They're guys that if you get a hat on with the big bodies that the Eagles have, you can move them. You can create space between the tackles to run the football.
Is this a game that you kind of mimic what the Eagles did last year? 38 rushing attempts. They ran for more than 200 yards. They controlled the football for nearly 40 minutes, keeping Atlanta's offense off the field. Can you win that way in the playoffs?
Dave, I think that's the perfect formula to slow down the game. Take the ball away from the Falcons. Don't give Matt Ryan and that offense too many opportunities. You limit their opportunities by running the football, by converting on third downs, and having these long, sustainable drives where you got 10 plays, 12 plays, and getting touchdowns at the end.
And that's Jay Ajayi mostly. Or is that also working in LeGarrette Blount, working in Corey Clement, bringing in Kenyon Barner?
I think all of them you use, at least those first three that you mentioned. But I think it's mostly Jay Ajayi. I think he's going to be the key guy. And if you look at it, he's had about 3 weeks now to rest. You know, he's certainly been working out, but he hasn't really played football in about 3 weeks now. So he should have fresh legs. And this is a defense that he knows well. When he was at Miami, he had some big games against this defense. So I think that's the perfect formula for attacking that defense.
But all eyes are on number 9, Nick Foles, at the quarterback position in his second playoff start of his career. We've heard from Nick this week. We heard from him last week. He seems calm. He seems excited. He seems confident. What do you think's going on between his ears?
I think he is trying to make sure that he's confident, he's calm, make sure that he understands the game plan, understands exactly what's going to happen on the other side of the ball. And that's what you do. You try and make sure that you're, first of all, you're prepared. You understand what they do. And then you just go out and try and execute the game plan. But to me, it's not on Nick. You can't lay all of this on Nick Foles. As I said, it's the coaching staff and then making sure that Nick's supporting cast, those guys that are running routes, they catch the ball. Those guys that are blocking up front, that they make sure that they keep a clean pocket for Nick so that he can operate the offense. He's not a guy like Carson that can go outside the structure of plays and create.
Yeah.
And they know that. So everyone has to do a bigger part in their role.
It's interesting. The Atlanta Falcons, with two new coordinators coming into 2017, and maybe that's why it took them a little while to get things rolling. And there's still a lot of questions about the offense. Against Los Angeles, they ran the football a lot, controlled the clock. They didn't get a lot of yardage, but they really kept the Rams off the field. I wonder, First, the Atlanta ability to run against the Eagles' defense. Inside, it looks like the Eagles would have an advantage against the Falcons' interior offensive line.
And I think that that's where they have to win. You know, Fletcher Cox, Timmy Jernigan, he's another guy who's had some time off, and he needed it. He's been dealing with an ankle problem or foot problem. Those guys really have to be stellar in the middle, and they have to take away the runs inside. This defense of the Eagles are fast enough to handle the outside, but in the middle of that defense, these guys have to be very stout. And I think Danelle Ellaby can add an element to that as well. You know, the fact that he's now going to be starting at the middle linebacker spot, he's really good as a downhill, you know, get into the gaps and create havoc, create problems. That's where Ellaby really stands out. So I think he will help in that run game.
Let me throw a couple of statistics at you, Mike, on defense. Eagles rank third in the NFL in getting off the field on third downs. The Falcons offense ranks first in the league in converting third downs. So it may not be all about just boiling it down to that statistic, but it certainly is a very important one.
Well, and it's strength against strength. And the Falcons are so good on third downs because they're really good on first down. You know, that is a team that runs the ball extremely well on first down. And many times they're in a third and short yardage situation. So I think it begins with first down, with the Eagles taking away their run game and making them one-dimensional so that when you get to third down, it's not a third and two, it's not a third and four, it's a third and eight or a third and 12. That makes it a little more difficult.
And then in the run game, the Falcons averaging 126 yards in their wins, just 98 yards in their losses. So
there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Tackles for loss are also critical, which the Eagles did last November in the win at Lincoln Financial Field. Julio Jones and the matchup there,
Yes. We
don't really pay a lot of attention to it because we kind of just assume that he's going to get his numbers and you try to keep him out of the end zone. Last year, 10 catches against the Eagles. But the Eagles came away feeling like they did a good job.
Well, they did do a good enough job against Julio because if you're not letting him get into the end zone, getting up and down the field, that's one thing. But if you're stopping them from getting points on the board, that's a totally different thing. That's how you win ball games. So Julio had 88 catches, 1,400 yards this year, but he only had three touchdowns.
Yeah.
He had three touchdowns. He got one last week, so he's got a postseason touchdown. But he's not going to beat you if he's not scoring points.
So how's this play out, Mike? Give me the lowdown. Give me the Mike Quick crystal ball.
In the crystal ball, the Eagles keep the ball away from the Falcons because I think Matt Ryan and his offense, they can score points. And running the football, methodically moving it down the field, and scoring touchdowns, the Eagles can win the football game. But defensively, they have to be great. Not just good. They have to get back to, Dave, when they were dominating teams early in the season, it's because they were more physical than the other side. Mm-hmm. It's because they were the bullies. They took the game to the other side. Defensively, that's what they have to do. I was so pleased to hear that it was the players asking to put back on the shoulder pads last week, because they realize that they need to get back to a physical style of football. And if they do that, they can win this game.
We haven't even mentioned special teams, but the Falcons forcing two turnovers against the Rams and that great special teams group on Saturday. So obviously, Kenyon Barner, huge. Mm-hmm. The kicking game, huge. The coverage game, everything matters in the playoffs.
Well, and you know turnovers, they're always such a big part. Mm-hmm. And especially when you get to this stage of the game. The playoffs are so big, and it's so final. If you lose that game, you're done. It's vacation time, and you have to do everything in your power in this situation, even as simple as getting the proper rest and every little detail during the course of the week to make sure that you're at optimal performance when the ball is tipped off.
Playoffs back in Philadelphia. We love it. That is our first look at the Atlanta Falcons presented by Whipfli. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. Mike and Ike will offer a progress report presented by FanDuel on rookie cornerback Sidney Jones, made his NFL debut against the Dallas Cowboys. What's his role, if any, on Saturday against Atlanta?